Forks was once a logging town, and you can see that history right when you roll in. There's the Forks Timber Museum, cross sections of old trees that are nearly 12 feet in diameter, and two sawmills are opening in the town this year. But what really brings people to Forks, and with those people comes money, is Twilight.
Before Twilight was published, you know, we were having buildings being boarded up. Forks had lost a lot of business because of the issues with the spotted owl and logging and so forth. And it was a pretty dismal time. Then when the Twilight Saga came out, and of course, nobody knew it was going to be the big phenomenon that it is.
That's Lissy Andros, the executive director of the Forks Chamber of Commerce. The first book in the four-part series by Stephanie Meyer was published in 2005 and has sold hundreds of millions of copies. In 2008, the movie adaptation was released. That was when I was in middle school, so of course I was obsessed. But it was also during the height of the Great Recession.
The economy tanked. Washington State was one of the last states to come out of that recession. Gosh, and these novels hit. And then the movies followed, and folks from all over the world wanted to come and see the places noted in the books.
That's John Aldana, a retired state worker and the owner-operator of the West End taproom Tip and Sip. He's been settled in Forks for 27 years and has firsthand witnessed the effects of Twilight Mania. John says that kept Forks afloat.
Festivals and events and you name it, and a lot of people benefited from that. Small businesses, hotels, restaurants that probably would have closed.
And that claim can be backed up by the numbers. In 2004, Forks saw about 5,200 visitors. But by 2008, that number jumped to nearly 19,000. And in 2010, over 72,000 people visited Forks, while the town has remained roughly the same size.
It kind of threw a life preserver to us because all of a sudden, instead of being like stepchild of Clallam County, we were the place people were coming to. We were now a destination.
And it brings people of all ages.
That statement always cracks me up about I'm 55 and it's not my genre. Our biggest demographic is women, probably 40 to 60. The thing that's so funny is when people say, oh, you know, it brings kids to town. It does not. I mean, kids do come to town, but it's women. It's girls' trips, even more so now, couples. You know, it's now not so uncool for a guy to like Twilight, so we call them Twi guys.
It is still a huge draw to this town nearly 20 years later. During the height of the pandemic, the numbers dropped a little bit, but people still visited, and roughly 40,000 people come every year. A large portion of them are coming for Twilight. Businesses are Twilight-themed. The Chamber of Commerce has pictures of Bella, Edward, and Jacob in the window, and Bella's trucks are parked out front. There is a Twilight movie museum called Forever Twilight that I couldn't even get into because the line was out the door and wrapped around the block. There is a lot of buy-in from this town, even if it's not everybody's cup of tea.
Girl meets vampire, cheats on him with werewolf. You know, just not something I'd probably go pick up in the store. But it was, you know, the actors were amazing, you know, and the storyline was amazing.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it was pretty cool. And then it was set here. So there's a little hometown pride, ownership around that, and gratitude.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, most folks would agree that's not their genre, but they are grateful.
And while a lot of the town is grateful, there are some issues that can arise when 72,000 people flood into a town of 3,500 residents.
There's a little bit of concern about not having the structure, not just the infrastructure around, you know, connectivity, but also not enough restaurants, not enough places to put your head on a pillow at night. And folks coming at us all hours of the day and night, not really recognizing this is really small town America.
If you want to get your Twilight fix, you can visit during the Forever Twilight in Forks Festival. It's held annually the weekend closest to Bella's birthday. This year, it's September 8th through the 11th. But Lissy says for the diehard, or Twihard fans, if you will, the best time?
Over the winter when it's raining, the rain is swirling around, like, you know, Stephanie Meyer talks about when Bella gets out of the truck at the high school and she's like, I have my hood on, but it's not protecting me because the rain is just swirling everywhere. To have that experience in Forks, I think is very special for people because we get a lot of complaints when it's sunny outside.